Oh, crap.
I'm accidentally recording, so let's...
Oh, that was pretty fun. I'm sure there was a lot.
No. I just... As soon as I turn around to see... So we're recording now.
Do you want to give us some Dead Space version?
I'm Justin.
I'm Mike.
This is Bruce.
And we approve this following message.
The Break-In!
I have no idea what episode this is.
39.
Oh, episode 39. We had 38.
That's our lost episode.
The lost episode.
I have it set to post when I die.
Good.
So we should see it in a couple years?
I keep eating these chips.
You never know.
15 minutes.
Oh, yes, Justin. By the way, since we have a quick moment, what is tonight's episode brought to you by?
Sweet chili by... Brought to you by Mike Sells.
Groovy potato chips.
Is it just sweet chili?
No, it's
jalapeno. There's
sweet chili peppers with sour cream. That's why it's a little smooth at the end.
I thought it had some like lime in it.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't taste any.
And also by delicious diet Mountain Dew and whatever Bruce is drinking, which is probably tea.
Sweet tea. Ralphie's own sweet tea.
Because Bruce is from Kentucky and he shows it every
day. I like sweet tea too.
That's good stuff. I would have given you some.
It's got caffeine in it, Justin. What are you doing?
I don't like caffeine.
That is a joke.
It doesn't have carbonation.
I understand. Yeah, it was the joke.
Justin's got the bloats.
Anyways, so we've already lost track of this show.
How far away are you, Mike? Are you too far away? Here
we go. Didn't want to speak.
Dear God, slide the chair. Squeak it.
So tonight's
spit it black all over it.
So tonight's episode is a tad different than our usual episodes.
Because we're wearing pants.
Yeah. Yes. And we're going to go to a topic that I've been trying to push for years now, off and on.
How many years?
How many years have we been doing this?
I thought you said 50. What did you say?
For years now.
Four years. Okay.
It might be 4 years.
F-O-R, not F-O-U-R.
I'm sorry.
The Fantastic Four.
I'm reading along.
How long have you been doing the break-ins?
Before Liz... When we started, it was just before Liz was pregnant, and that was in 9.
Yeah.
So...
I went back and archived all the episodes, reposted them to the website. Yeah, you guys haven't seen that?
Oh, I saw the comment.
The one comment?
And actually, it translated the other comment.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's Hindu.
Is it rude?
What do they say?
I couldn't make out some of the words because they didn't translate over. I think they liked it.
How could somebody post in Hindu on my site?
I think that's why it came up in symbols. Anyways.
No, that was Hindu.
Oh.
Because I copied one of the letters.
The bunch of squares?
Not mine.
You must not have the fonts.
No, I must not. That's explained. Because all I got were a bunch of rectangles. I'm like, how did you...
This is episode 3, by the way, we're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it.
Which is called...
Rivers or Crimea River?
I don't know. Keep going. I'll look it up.
Anyhow, and someone posted in Hindu, and I discovered mostly what they said. Something about sweet and candy. I don't know.
That's creepy.
So anyhow, I've been pushing for this episode to talk about politics.
Have you really?
Yeah, off and on.
Well, I was only there for like 6 months, and then
that's right.
He talked about it last year. Remember that?
Yeah, and I think before I've kind of tossed.
You guys kept doing the show when I was gone.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I was doing it alone.
Today we're talking about politics.
And not just politics, because that idea wouldn't have gotten too far. Because I would love to sit here and sound like an idiot talking about
something that we have no business
about
talking about.
Yeah. Stuff like that. And really, really dividing.
When I go electioneering.
That's right. Here's who I'm voting for.
It's not a term.
Here's who you should vote for. But no.
Showers. Episode 3 is called
Showers. Rivers, showers, it's all.
It was the first return of Mike. So that means you were here for the first one.
I show up. I was originally told we were doing every other week, and the next week I was told we're doing a podcast this week, and I'm like, we agreed on every other week. No, we're doing it today anyway, so you're not going to be alone. That's what happened. Anyways.
So it's also, we're calling superheroes or comic book characters. I didn't want to put comic book characters, I don't want people putting like Charlie Brown comments or something.
It's not a comic book character.
You don't understand. I'm talking about how people read stuff.
The simplistic mind sometimes.
Right. So I put superheroes and their political beliefs. It's Hindu. Posted by, what's his name?
Gupajik.
Gupajik, yeah. If you copy-paste it in Google, and then Hindu translator, and then copy-paste, you'll figure out what it says. I'll let Bruce work on that while I talk a little bit more about tonight's episode.
Go ahead, Justin.
So, basically, what we'll do is we'll discuss things like Superman, and we'll pick the... I think we should pick the hot topics. I think we... You know, why pussyfoot around this? Why not?
Is Superman pro-abortion?
Yeah. Or, you know, or we could just say pro-killing babies.
His parents did send him away.
That's true.
You know, we do that. universal health care, gay marriage, straight marriage. I don't know, whatever. The stuff that people should be talking about. And probably don't want to feel uncomfortable listening. They'll probably feel
should
uncomfortable
be talking listening. About?
Should they be talking about?
No.
Yes.
No.
These are the important things.
No.
What, do you just want them to talk about the budget?
Healthcare and foreign policy and... I don't really... Is there really anything else to worry
our
about?
Foreign policy should be let's take care of ourselves before anyone else.
I'm not arguing that.
Okay.
Okay. Are we talking about our politics, Dan?
Yes.
Wait, I'm just saying social issues shouldn't be the main topic.
George Washington's. I think it's George Washington's.
Belief. Yeah, what was our foreign policy back when the Constitution was first written? Fuck everyone else.
Uh-huh.
We need more tea.
So I recently asked my friend, we're going off that. I recently asked my friend, he's from England. I said, well, how is the American Revolution handled in, when you grew up in the school books? And is it like those terrorists kind of took over and, like, you know, disobeyed the motherland? And he said, we actually don't read up about study American.
It's completely ignored?
Through his schooling, they never talked about the American Revolution. I would think that would be some part of British history where, you know, oh, we had a country and then a bunch of jerks took it from us.
Right.
I mean, that's got to be the point of view.
I think Google's broke.
No, look, Hindu to English translator, all right? I found it on my phone.
You do have an iPhone and it does everything, obviously, including stroke you
breaking down recently.
Anyways.
So, I'm excited about tonight because, you know, I think we're going to have at least a couple less listeners by the end of the episode.
Maybe.
And maybe, possibly a couple thousand hits.
You think so?
Why not? Who wouldn't want to be like, we're doing controversy? We really need to turn up the controversy. So
let's get it started.
By the way, Rob Liefeld's going to be on the next podcast.
That's right. Yeah. That's the big announcement we're going to share by the end.
My
Rob. Bad. You're on.
Happy 75th like on Facebook. You get Rob Liefeld.
Well, real like, too. Not like.
And we're eating chips.
And we're eating chips.
Okay, so have you figured it out yet? No? So how do you want to start this? Because this is...
I think you start with the obvious. You start with... I mean, where are our politics?
Superman, Spider-Man.
I was going to say Captain America.
Hmm. I was looking at, like, the biggest of the big two.
Spider-Man's considered the biggest.
Spider-Man is, well, yeah. I think Wolverine.
He's getting more sheets.
Superman.
I guess that's
Spider-Man
true.
Is it's definitely the...
Sure.
Spider-Man's the Superman of...
He's in everyone's house.
Okay. All right, well, okay, so Spider-Man then. We'll start off with Spider-Man.
Okay.
Even though, well, no, we'll start off with Superman. He's the quote-unquote original superhero, right?
Yeah, quote
we'll go with that.
Well, yeah. I said, well, like, no. You know, he had his first, he was one of the first monthly, he's one of the oldest, mm-hmm. So we're 39, 8? 37, somewhere around there, right? So, yeah. So, okay, Justin, what are you thinking about Mr. Good Old Truth Justice in the American way, which then switched to the worldly way, and now it's
back to
the American way?
You know, I've put a lot of thought into this over the last couple of days, and I realize that most of my views will probably sway to most comic book characters being... did you find it?
I got it.
All right, hold on. We're taking a break here.
I love and sorrow...
Uh-huh.
Chaeyoung Podcast.
Yeah.
How can I download Bar on your device?
Mm-hmm.
Pleasant day in your future.
I'm guessing that's I love your podcast or something.
I love and hate your podcast.
Yeah.
How can I download them onto my device?
Hmm.
Have a good day.
That's probably it.
I feel like we just read a fortune cookie about
in bed.
In Hindu.
Have a good day in bed.
Yes. Because you got a bed in bed. Anyway, so...
I probably feel like most of my views... the superhero belief probably shift to the left. I'm interested. There's one character though I'm willing to discuss later on. Superman though, what topic?
Well, here's the thing you got to think about with Superman too, is that when Superman was originally designed, and this is something I've heard Grant Morrison talk a lot about, mm-hmm. his whole thing was he was a guy who fought for the downtrodden and the weak against, like, corporate greed. That was kind of his motif. Like, he wasn't fighting necessarily supervillains all the time. It was like, this guy is making people leave this building so he could make it into a parking lot or something. You know, that's the kind of stuff that... So Superman was a really social figure more so back in the day, and I would say he stirred way away from that until probably recently again, where Grant's been trying to do that again. But, like Do you think that makes him more of a leftist?
Grant hasn't been doing that with present-day Superman. He's been doing that with Superman 5 years ago.
Correct.
See, I think we should maybe talk about the essence of the character. I mean, okay. Because Superman's changed so many times. Even right. Spider-Man, albeit the continuities.
I think he's a Republican. He believes in trickle-down superheroics.
Really?
Yes. He saves the city. He doesn't save individuals. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the Republican approach to the economy.
You're looking
more help the corporations. They'll take care of the employees.
You're treating it more of a metaphor than.
Yes, I am.
Okay, I see. Okay.
Because I have yet to be able to sit down and actually talk to the guy. Okay. So I'm just looking at his actions.
All right, Justin.
I'd like to hear you talk to Superman.
You disappoint me, Man of Steel.
What do you think? Like, are you want to think what do you think he would actually think about certain points of view?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just get right to it. What do you think he would say about gay marriage?
Well, I think he'd be for it.
You think he'd be for gay marriage?
I don't know. The Kents raised him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you met a lot of older farmers who are like, hey, gay sex, that's all right by me?
Have you watched Brokeback Mountain?
Have you seen the pigs? Well, no. Yeah, so he's raised on a farm, whatever. But, you know.
He's also part of the liberal media.
Oh.
He is.
He does work for the Daily Planet. Who'll bring down Lex Luthor, the
evil corporate mastermind, you know?
Well, then, if it is media-ish, then his opinions in his columns are dictated to him by Perry White.
Yeah, I guess that's
who's
arguable, yes.
Older, upper-class white guy.
Yep, who would probably be mostly conservative.
Yeah. So why would Superman not want gays to get married?
I think because of his surroundings and because of his upbringing. Although if Jimmy came to him and said, "Superman, I love Teddy," down at the coffee shop in the lobby.
Wait, is this really happened in comics, or is this
I think he's just
he should
I'm not surprised.
Jimmy Olsen should be gay.
Uh-huh. That wouldn't surprise me.
If you had to add a gay character in Superman continuity, Jimmy Olsen, why not?
You think that would make a lot of people mad though? Don't you think?
Who?
I don't know.
Diehard Jimmy Olsen fans?
They're out there, man.
Well, Jimmy Olsen was gay from the actor who played him. On the original Superman with George Reeves.
Oh, the older guy who was actually like the bartender.
Yeah, and Superman turns out. He's gay.
I say make Jimmy Olsen gay. It's not going to hurt anything.
Interesting. I feel like there would be a lot of backlash just because everything
wouldn't really change the character.
It wouldn't. Okay, see, that's the point. So it doesn't really change the character, but it changes everybody's idea about him. Every time they're thinking, I'm like, well, that queer just said that. Like, that's what they're going to think. No,
wears bow ties.
When you change something minute like that, like all of a sudden people are really angry. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they're like, well, Superman's not just that. Well, I guess that's more of a big thing. But, you know, like where he went from, like, you know, I'm not just an American citizen, I'm not a world citizen. He was wanting to be, you know, like, do more for
good,
which would be more of a liberal policy for him, you know what I mean?
We're all in this together.
Right, yeah, exactly. For right or wrong, you know what I mean? It's just he wanted to try to expand his borders. But I think even still with it being that big, little of a deal, people are be like, Jimmy Olsen's never been gay. This isn't the Superman that I was reading when I was a kid. It was Superman's best friend, Jimmy Olsen, you know, from the 70s and everything. Like, I think there's people that would still feel this way.
Your best friend can be gay.
Yeah.
As far as I know, Jimmy Olsen's never had a girlfriend.
He's Chloe. They brought in Chloe in the comics.
Oh, did they? Yeah. Okay. Because the backup series I read in was Action Comics.
Yeah,
he was hitting on her pretty hard, but nothing ever paid off.
I thought they were
like Lucy Lane too.
I have no idea.
In the TV show?
No.
Oh no, but
comics. But I don't know.
This is a little off topic.
Yeah, sorry.
It goes back to the essence of like Jimmy Olsen's a pretty big character for Superman. It could help mold his opinion.
Okay,
so
he comes. He comes in and says, "Hey, I'm gay." And I'm going to get married to Pete Ross, whatever.
Right.
Then I think Superman would say, Jimmy, I'm happy for you. I can't support this.
You really think he would say that?
His upbringing, I think, would determine that.
But the Kents taught him, you know, to
but also,
love everyone.
Not even that.
And hide what makes you different.
Hold on. Oh. Yeah. But he was told to look and see the best out of everybody, too. That is one of the core essence of Superman, too. So. God, he's like he's got his own little presidential debate going on. Let's not even try to get into abortion yet, okay? Just gay marriage alone is good.
Yeah, what do you think about abortion?
What do I think? Or what does
Superman think? In your opinion?
He would cherish life.
Yeah.
After his origins, after his birth and his separation from his parents. I think he would cherish life, above all. Because he has a strict no-kill policy when it comes to supervillains. Does he hate fetuses more than supervillains?
I'm laughing, but you got a point. I'm not joking.
He's anti-abortion, anti-marriage, gay marriage.
Yeah. I feel the same way about people who are pro-abortion in real life, outside of crime. They're pro-abortion, but anti-death penalty. Mm-hmm. How does that make sense? Those don't jive.
Right.
Are you saying that this fetus is worse than a murderer and a rapist and a thief and a terrorist? This fetus.
Yeah, I'm completely.
Is worse than, I don't know. And I think Superman would see it that way, too.
What if Superman gets Lois Lane pregnant and the baby's going to kill her?
Then I think you just remove it and build some sort of Kryptonian uterus to house it.
That's Superman.
He would remove it with a combination of X-ray vision and
heat vision, and like he's like, I'm going to make a small incision, and by small I mean 8 inches wide.
And I think he would just have the Flash vibrate in there and grab the fetus.
Lois would never be the same.
My eggs are scrambled, Superman!
She's like, I'm leaving.
That's like, he's like the fastest man alive. You don't know what this guy can do.
Whoa, my fetus is gone. You see that red blur? Followed by a pink sticky blur?
So secretly, before Clark was ever married, this is exactly how he had it. He'd be like, oh, I just knocked this chick up. Hey, Barry, I need a favor again.
No! Wally! He calls Wally, because Wally's the Flash.
He was definitely with Barry in the Justice League way longer than he was with Wally.
Never happened. Never happened.
Why don't you and Grunwald go get a room?
I love Wally West, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, Barry and Superman would have been more of a friend than Wally.
Would you rather read a comic about you or your dad? That's what Barry and Wally are to me.
Why are you so angry about this? Like, this has been a hot topic. We're not even getting into this yet. So, okay. Back to Superman.
Bruce has established that he hates everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's also a racist.
It's really funny.
Bruce doesn't think Superman.
I feel like I'm a moderator in a debate. I feel like I'm in between both of you right here on a lot of issues. It's really interesting because you're seeing a lot of left and you're seeing a lot of right.
I told you there's a character I really like that I think goes both ways, and I really
Two-Face.
No.
I think it's gonna be no.
I'll flip
the business guy, you know, who's flipping the coin and everything. And they're like, he's like those gays, but his crazy side is like,
I'm not a waffler, baby. Yeah. Not a waffler. I just got a coin.
Anyways, yeah. What were we saying at times?
Cloning.
18 minutes.
That used to be a big one. Stem cell research.
Okay. Well, cloning, I wouldn't say because it seems like that's gone absolutely nowhere. Mm-hmm. But, and I don't mean because of one reason or another. It seems like they did it, and then, like, it was a big deal, and they cloned a sheep, and nobody ever talks about it ever again. You know,
she died.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Nobody's talking about cloning anymore. Stem cell research, on the other hand, would be for Superman?
Yeah, for Superman. What do you think, Mike?
No, he's had it done to him a couple of times.
Yeah, I mean,
before the 52 thing, he himself was kind of a clone, wasn't he? Wasn't he regenerated in the Kryptonian birth chamber?
He's fine with that. No, he was. You know what? After he died?
Yeah.
Well, they buried him so he couldn't be powered by the Earth's yellow sun. And yeah, but then rejuvenated.
I thought the Eradicator dug him up and put him into the Kryptonian.
I thought it helped. It just helped him power him back up. Yeah, it just helped power him back up.
Just recharged him from like death. Right.
Stem cell. I think with stem cell though, I think Superman would see a positive side in it because it would help save so many more lives.
Yeah.
And. Yeah, I think that's just really what he... I think he would see, you know, the sick and everything like that and stuff. He could help cancer victims and other things with stem cell research. I think he would be okay with that.
The only hot-button issue about stem cells is if you get them from fetuses.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah, you're
Which
right.
Which we've proven that you can get them from adult humans, too.
Right.
Just and not as many.
You can get it from the umbilical cord when your kid was born. Like, they offered if I could do it. If I can save somebody's life, go ahead, dang it!
That's exactly what
Why not? It's like, I'm not gonna take it home and make placenta stew or something like this.
You let them keep it?
Yes.
Because they offered us the thing where you could pay and they would save it.
Right, I didn't do that. It was a lot of money.
Universal healthcare. Superman, yay or nay? Bruce would probably say nay.
Oof.
Why would I say nay?
To universal healthcare for Superman?
I don't know. He'd be for it.
He'd be for it. Stick with your...
Stick with what?
Oh, wrong.
He's saying he's thinking you're a typical conservative and you'll see right on everything is what he's trying to say.
This isn't my opinion.
I know it's not your opinion. It's Superman's opinion.
Through my eyes.
I think Superman
would be all for it, but Superman wouldn't be worried about paying for it either. Superman, I don't think, sees the consequences of his actions.
Well, Superman wouldn't have to pay for it. What does he get? Kryptonian AIDS or something like that? Or what? Like,
I mean, I'm just saying.
Kryptonian flu?
Yeah. Superman would be, yeah, we should do this. With no thought to how it's going to be done.
I think... It's interesting.
If Superman...
He sees more of a big picture. He doesn't see the small. He doesn't see the day to day stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah,
I would. Because if he saw day to day little stuff, then yeah, he'd be going around from hospital to hospital, burning cancer out of little kids with his combination of heat vision, X ray vision.
That's sad and sweet at the same time.
He could do that, but he doesn't.
Could you write that comic?
I would. I would. And then one of those kids
maybe
grows
does
up to kill
between him. Panels.
He does it in between panels. In between panels and between issues.
It's like between a fight scene and
his holiday spectacular is just staring at children.
What would you think about it? Is he for universal healthcare?
Yeah, I think he just wants to make sure everyone's okay.
Right.
And the Boy Scout. And they want to be as well as he is.
Okay.
All right, Spider-Man. Yeah, we got to keep this movie.
Another media. Right. Although, well, J. Jonah is pretty at odds with each other a lot, too. It's a very...
He's got a sick aunt.
Yeah.
He needs to make sure she's taken care of.
He's also got a...
Can't afford her medicine. Why not? Because of health care.
Right.
He's against it. He's against her having to pay for health care.
Yeah.
So, is he for universal health care? Because he's not exactly a well-off to-do guy. I mean, have you seen some of the apartments he's lived in?
And that whole great power, great responsibility thing, I think he's a socialist.
Yeah? How so?
A full-blown socialist? Like, he would be for, like... Right. No, hold on. No, I'm not...
Tommy, Spider-Man.
Okay, kind of, but you know what I mean? Like, do you think he would, like, literally, like, everybody deserves this job? And
yes, because he treats all crimes the same.
Because they're all his killer.
Whether it's a mugging,
huh,
or it's somebody eating the sun.
Right.
Spider-Man's there.
Right. That's an interesting point of view.
He is a socialist.
Hmm.
Hmm.
And he's a photographer, so he's a little artsy, and you know how you artsy folk are.
Yep. Uh-huh. Smoking his clove cigarettes.
You know how awful.
Wearing his beret.
I will see you.
Call on Jimmy Olsen late at night.
Are you Uncle Ben.
I'm implying that Jimmy Olsen
and Peter Parker have an off-panel romance with each other. There's a Marvel DC crossover we have yet to see.
And Archie's involved. I think it's funny that Marvel's, like, the big-time character, the one where, like, oh, this is their... I think it's funny that he is essentially, in his secret identity, Superman's sidekick.
Wow.
Who?
Spider-Man. Is Jimmy Olsen. In his real persona, not the Spider-Man. Like, Peter Parker is Jimmy Olsen, essentially.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting conversation to have with Stan Lee. Like, not to say, is this kind of, you saw a character potential in somebody like Jimmy Olsen, who was just an everyday Joe, mm-hmm, and, you know, was subject to all of this craziness surrounding him, because at that point in time, you're coming out of, like, all, like, the Vietnam stuff, or, you got Vietnam and everything going on.
Right.
And this character can relate to a lot of that because he's frontline reporter.
He's not above it.
Yeah, exactly.
Man on the street.
What does Spider-Man think about the war on terrorism? When I say war, sorry, there should be the quotation marks.
The war?
Around that. No, I mean, that Spider-Man would probably put the quotation marks around
the war. Yeah, I think Spider-Man would have been one of those guys questioning the validity of going into Iraq and...
I also think that if they had an idea of, like, and Peter Parker is a New Yorker, so this hits him closer than most.
Yeah.
Between Peter Parker, mm-hmm, and the Fantastic Four. Hell, Dr. Doom, don't you remember the issue? Dr. Doom's like, he cried when the World Trade Center. This guy has tried to blow up the universe how many times? And when the World Trade Center went down, he dropped a tear.
I always get really uncomfortable when they take real world things.
I had an idea about that issue, and they didn't have to really do that issue where. That this is, but then they revealed just before that, like that Aunt May knew. That was like the issue before that.
She knew about the terrorists?
No, she knew about Peter Parker being Spider-Man.
Okay.
They just revealed that, and then they went to that. They're going to do an issue, and I thought, well, what if Peter comes downstairs and Aunt May's listening. And she's so, like, broken up. He can't leave.
You've told me the story.
Yeah, he can't leave to take help.
Because he's trying to
take care of Aunt May. Because close family.
It goes back to the socialism thing. Every crisis is equally important. Whether it's Aunt May crying or 2,000 people jumping to their death.
So he can't go to help people out because he's stuck.
Interesting.
That's how I would have run it. But Straczynski, whatever you want to do.
I think we've hit a good stopping point for our first segment here.
All right.
So we'll be back here in just a minute talking more controversial politics with our superheroes. Let's go.
This political season, listen to someone who has brains and enjoys eating. This message was brought to you by The Walking Dead. Don't be mindless. Vote.
All right, that was pretty long. So we're back. let me start my clock here. How about Wonder Woman and liberalism? Not liberal.
Feminine rights.
Feminine rights. Yes. Women's lib.
Okay.
Yeah. Wonder Woman.
People still talking about women's rights. Isn't that over?
It is.
I thought so.
I guess it just depends on your point of view. Because
I mean, it's kind of.
What are we not letting them do now?
I don't know.
Be president?
I mean, Hillary ran. Uh-huh. She's Secretary of State now. I mean, that's...
All right, fine.
And I'm not saying
You picked the person.
I would have voted for Gina Davis if she'd have ran. I watched that show.
What, all two episodes?
It was like six. They ran two back-to-back to burn them off.
All right, fine. I just came in my head. I'm sucking on a halls here.
No, the whole feminism thing it irks me because I hear and see women bring that up all the time. I'm like, you have the opportunity to prove yourself. Mm-hmm.
Right. I think they think there's just people that are still in that, like, 60s conservative mind frame where they think...
And they're all going to die soon. Just wait.
Well, yes, but that's true. But, like, you think about those people who were maybe teenagers in, like, the 60s or the 70s that still had those kind of views, and... Maybe not willingly, but maybe they still say, well, a man should do the man thing. I think that's where... I'm not saying that's what it is, but I'm saying I think a lot of people would see that potential because you look at certain jobs and you're like, that's a man, that's a man, that's a man, that's a man, one woman, there's a man, there's a man, there's a man, there's a one woman. You know, like, why is there... When you have five men to one woman every... You know, at, like, a certain job, you see there literally is, like, a 5-to-1 ratio. Mm-hmm. Then people would look at that and say, you're literally just doing this... to make it look like you're trying to expand your business, but you're just keeping the minimum. Then this is where you also get into another problem where you're like, oh, well, now we have to keep a quota of, you have to have this many of this.
I'm against
this.
That.
Yeah, but...
I'm very against that. What do they call that when it has to do with races?
I think it has to do with anything.
But there's, like, colleges have that in place.
Affirmative action.
I'm totally against it.
Because I think works with anything.
It does.
Okay.
I mean, like Mike was saying. But I worked at a call center, and it was the opposite. There was a ton of women and just a couple men.
But then you're looking at a call center. What's that kind of like? It's like a secretary.
There's no physical labor
there.
I'm
not justifying it. I'm just saying this is what people...
I will justify it.
Okay, go ahead.
I will justify it.
I could move up in that company.
You could?
No, I tried.
Well, you wouldn't put out.
They ended up giving it to someone else that didn't even go for the spot. It was me and another guy.
Was it a guy? It was a guy.
It was me and another guy, and they gave it to a woman that didn't run, you know. Yeah, and I didn't put in that man cube. Almost, you know, line.
Maybe that was affirmative
action. I remember you putting that. That was a good issue.
That's why, because it all happened.
I think a lot of the reason you see the minimum women, you know, 1-to-5 ratio, has to do with environment. Women are raised differently. They're treated differently. I think limitations are set for them at an early age. I see it with my niece, Claire. We went out and picked pumpkins and stuff like that. And everyone's like, oh, no, Claire, don't do that. Don't take care of that. That's nasty. That's ugly. Don't touch it. The boys were allowed to go around and wipe their asses everywhere. You know, they're picking stuff out of their nose.
You're saying the girl should just been able to dive into the dirt and get it.
Why not treat them the same?
Yep.
Because all of a sudden, now you've eliminated her ever applying for any sort of construction job, you know, healthcare thing, anywhere where she's going to get dirty or nasty or disgusting.
So
you've ingrained that into her. That she's too good for that. So she won't apply for those positions. And every girl raised like her won't apply for those positions.
Wonder Woman comes from...
Themyscira.
Right, which is completely...
Women.
Right.
She's sexist against men, though.
Because she was raised to believe that men are, in fact, and the evil of the world. Like, they were the reason that... There's a reason these women live on this island, is that they were forced away from man's world.
So she's sexist.
Yeah. We've seen that in the comics.
I'm just saying.
Even Frank Miller wrote her that way, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, she was, like, written Miller, what was that one?
You wrong, though.
Was,
he can barely harass people. And, or was that his girlfriend or something?
No, what was the...
Being an Asian woman with a cell phone?
What was the one...
Speak English!
...book Darwin Cook did. She was pretty tough in that. She was taller than
New Frontier.
Man. Yeah.
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 Book.
She was an Amazon.
Yeah.
That was one of the coolest things, and when you watch the New Frontier, and you actually get Darwin Cook to break down his whole philosophy on why he did New Frontier, and there's a part where Superman first runs into Wonder Woman, and she's taller than him, and he did that on purpose. He's like, I wanted this chick to look like she felt superior to Superman. She's like, I wanted her to look every bit his equal and everything. I thought that was kind of a neat way.
Is that when they're like that Cambodian camp?
Or yeah, exactly. And they're trying to free the women and everything like that for the, all that.
Was it Cambodian? Or did I get that? It's racist of me.
So would she be pro-choice?
Yeah.
Like, she would be a woman's choice.
Well,
she wouldn't think there's any other way to do it.
Do you know who the...
Actually, she'd be confused on what abortion is because she's never...
She was
not her being pregnant that way. Well, depending on what comics you read. Because wasn't there something about, like, lost sailors? They basically, like, milked lost them, and that's how they made other Amazons?
That's weird. I have no idea.
Where do other Amazons come from?
Where did you read this from? Popeye?
I don't know.
Oh, no, there was a thing where they would steal, the girls were stole from...
Popeye and Donald Duck got out.
There was something recently, I know what you're talking about, and where they revealed that the Amazons would go to, like, find sailors and, you know, kind of... have their way with them and like kill the sailors so that way they were.
If it was a male, they threw it into the cave system below Themyscira.
Was this Straczynski? No, this
no,
was
no, this is
the new 52. Yeah,
this is the new.
This is Azarello. It's actually pretty interesting. I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty interesting. But the only thing that was weird is that she's not actually molded of clay like she had originally been.
I think that's unweird.
Well, I'm just saying, when you have an 80-year history of, you know, that this is the...
Yeah, but
I'm
not saying Greek. It's very Greek god, you know.
It's even more Greek now.
Because
her father's Zeus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy got around.
Yeah, he did.
Two craps about 52.
Hercules is her brother.
Justin on his anti-52. Anyway, so here we go.
He's looking forward to 53.
Yeah.
Reboot 53. Here we come. They're all cyborgs.
Bob Liefeld in charge.
Oh, God. No, he's gone.
He'll be back.
No, he's completely gone.
No, I don't think his career is over at all. Give it 4 or 5 years. They'll forget about it. He'll be editor-in-chief.
Oh, God, I'll shoot myself.
For some reason, he can't go away. We won't let him go away.
He's the cat that came back.
I think it's because he just draws so much attention. We're completely off topic.
I understand that.
Let's
pick another person.
So let's look at... So we're doing DC Marvel, guys.
Oh,
okay.
Sure, or whatever. We can pick Hellboy.
So the equivalent of Wonder Woman for Marvel.
Would that be Ms. Marvel?
I have no idea.
Or...
I don't know shit about that.
Captain Marvel, apparently.
Carol Danvers, is that her name?
She's very conservative.
She is?
I would say so.
She's military.
She worked with Iron Man in the whole...
She's an alcoholic.
Okay.
No, but she's second generation military, isn't she?
I'm pretty sure, but like, also the fact is, it's like when they did the whole Civil War thing, she was first telling to line up for the assembly.
Oh, right? I would agree with that. And then she's a pretty little conservative, thing.
Ironically, a bit of a
lesbo
liberal with her dressing, you know, because she's super tight and everything. She definitely wasn't wearing, you know, the knee-length skirt and, like, you know...
Okay, then Power Girl.
What a...
That leads us to the opposite of Ms. Marvel, then.
Power Girl, I'd say, is kind of conservative, too. I would think so.
I don't know.
Really?
She uses what she's got.
Oh, the two Candorian bottles that she packs.
What are you talking about?
Power Girl.
All right, what about Storm?
Beef? Green Party.
Storm, I would say, would be kind of socialist because, you know, growing up and wasn't she in small African villages and everything? And she
black?
Isn't that really the...
You treat everyone equal. You know, everyone gets their fair share. It's communist.
No, yeah, she used to be a thief and
right.
She'd steal to survive.
Well, what's her citizenship?
Now?
She had been. Didn't she marry, like, what's
of,
his name, Black?
She's like queen of...
That doesn't instantly make her a citizen.
T'Challa.
I think it does.
I don't know.
Isn't she married to Black Panther? Is she still married to Black Panther?
Yeah, they divorced.
They divorced?
That's, yeah. That was
cool. I hate comic
books. AVX11, I think.
AV, oh my. Why don't you just say Mitten Dew? You drinking some Mitten Dew over there, too?
I don't read this stuff, man.
It's Avengers versus X-Men.
AVX was versus was another book. But
oh, brother.
I don't. None of us read this shit.
I don't either. Okay. But I can't he stand.
He said none of us.
Can't stand.
Do you?
No.
Okay.
I don't know it. Like, it was Avengers versus X-Men, and I'm like...
I read the highlights. On
I just read that, that Cyclops is and locked in a Ruby Cortex thing because he... destroyed Magneto and tried to absorb the Phoenix Force and
he wipe destroyed out all Professor him. X.
Yeah, yeah, he killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah. And Cyclops? I thought like there was some
Yeah,
sort
Cyclops
of...
killed him. He yeah. You know, the Ruby Cortex thing that he like blasts his optic blast
I
out.
I think it's quartz.
Whatever it is.
I don't know why you keep saying cortex.
Cerebral cortex? Cerebra. That's your brain. Anyways. He's like imprisoned in That's like this.
Cerebrus, come to me.
the Ruby quarters on
Exactly.
Sorry, Mike. No, I apologize. What you're fine. Saying.
But anyways.
Uh-huh.
But what about, like, who would be Captain America's kind of equal in the DC universe?
Captain Adam.
Well, he's ultimate conservative.
I don't know. Well, yeah. So what is Steve, though? Because Steve seems to go back and forth on a lot of his...
Think videos. About who was in charge when he volunteered for all this.
But also think about all the stuff he's been through. He seems to become, like... It's not all just about duty for him anymore. He kind of has had a life.
I kind of.
You think he's still conservative?
Yeah, I think a man's view is a man's view.
I don't know, because
his defining years, he was raised a certain way.
Right. You think he would just vote Republican just because? Like, because like a straight ticket ballot?
Yes. My mom's family, they're Republican through and through. It doesn't matter who it is.
It could
just,
like,
they support the party.
They just straight ticket. They said,
"Yep,
put an R or Tea Party or something next to it." And I'm just going to check every single. No, I'm not.
My mom will argue with you that the greatest president we've ever had was Richard Nixon because he did what needed to be done.
The guy who was
What did he do that needed to be done?
I have no idea.
Okay,
because when I tried to talk to her about this, we just argued because I'm a Democrat.
Uh huh. Stop letting on in this episode, sir.
My dad will vote for everything. He's gonna win.
I'm actually registered Republican.
Huh.
Because the last...
you just want to vote in primaries and screw people over?
No. I voted in primaries because I said Obama had already had the Democratic primary. And I said, if I'm going to vote, like, what's my point in going to the primary to vote for somebody who's already got the ticket locked
You know
in?
You get to vote for other things during primary.
Yes. Okay. But I know. It's fine. So I registered as Republican to try to get a person that I thought might have been a good candidate, you know, because not
Who are you pulling for at other Republicans in that race? I like Huckabee.
I can't even remember who I voted for now. I know the only reason I know I registered Republican is because I get Republican phone calls all the time right now. And you know what? If you would have asked me 4 years ago, I would have actually liked Mitt Romney. Like, and if you would have asked me 4 years
ago. You said that. I remember our conversation when you said it. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but if you would have asked me 4 years before that too, I would have said that John McCain would have been a good person. Each guy has done bipartisan things. Hold on, just slow.
Tiny arms. If you put something on a shelf, John McCain would die.
You're probably right, but he is very bipartisan, and as he worked towards president, he became strictly right.
Yeah.
When you have a moderate point of view, I think you appeal to more people, but he started going to that one side of the ticket, and I think that's ultimately what ruined McCain. I think some of his views were, but I mean, he completely ruined it for me too. I bought into hope. For the better or the worse, I don't know.
How come no one's talking about Romney being a Mormon?
Well, yeah, that's a good idea because you don't, I mean, last election it was good Christians versus the Muslim, but now no one can say, no one can, I'm a good Christian, I'm voting for a Republican. Well, actually, you're voting for
a Mormon.
Right. Or you have
people who
the latest one
is Magic Plates.
I'm so glad it's coming up. The latest one is my favorite is defeat Obama signs.
Yeah, it doesn't say vote for Romney.
Yeah, but it's like at first I think the defeats got bigger because I remember when I first saw him, the feet was small. It's like Obama. That's an interesting Obama sign because I haven't seen a lot of Obama signs.
I saw this driving to your house.
Yeah, he says defeat Obama, not I'm voting for Romney.
Yeah,
I don't care. So they're saying I don't care who.
Supposedly, gets a lot of people are going to vote for Gary Johnson.
Who is Gary Johnson?
Libertarian.
I've never heard of this guy.
Libertarians are interesting people because they're one of the most split people I've ever met in my life. Because if you look at what libertarians actually like, they're really conservative and really liberal at the same time. It's very
they're conservative at home, but they want a liberal government.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Now, Mike, you said something interesting about McCain 4 years and then until he's running. What about comical characters? Because we kind of touched a little bit on this earlier, that in their secret identity might be one view. But when they're now a Sioux celebrity because of their superhero status, do you think there's any that possibly change? You know, like, hey, I really believe in this, but now I've got to be
Batman.
A symbol. Okay, Batman, right?
Batman would be super conservative, I think, in Bruce Wayne, Playboy, you know, and he'd be like, oh, let's work on this gun control bill. That's not going to go through. But Batman's secret is like, this is what very Frank Miller-esque, you know what I mean? It's just
damn you, Bruce Wayne.
Wow, that's a good idea for a comic. A guy with a split personality, he's his own greatest villain. Who keeps drinking all the milk? I'll find you.
This is
a man appeal on the stairs again.
But I think Bruce Wayne would secretly, because you know, Batman is his persona too. As I've been watching the old the Tim Burton Batman movies recently. Yeah. And there's a part where Christopher Walken and Michael Keaton
as Max Schreck.
Yeah, are talking about this oil or this power thing that they want to do or whatever. And, you know, Bruce is like, you know, I really like your ideas. He's like, but you got some problems here with this. He would find a corporate loophole that would support what Batman would secretly want, you know, that is for the better of the city. You know what I mean? You know, Bruce is the prince of Gotham, you know, and everything he touches is great for the city. But Batman is just the protector of the city, you know, so it works still kind of in the same loop.
So you think I was thinking about the Waynes earlier the other day, and I think that the Waynes did come from a very conservative family. But I don't think Thomas Wayne, I think he was very much
more became liberal. A doctor. He was broke that mold. I mean, he wanted to help people. He was more humane.
So I don't know. Yeah, and he wanted to give and give and give, depending on different points.
Did we ever find out where the Wayne's money came from before Thomas?
I think they're slaves. I think they're just old money.
They sold slaves. Was it coal, oil? what was it?
God, I was just reading something. I thought they had talked about where a lot of their fortune. I think they're like money, but literally that came overseas. So I'm sure there was some kind of.
Either of you guys ever watch ER?
I watched a couple seasons.
I watched Hit and Miss.
You're familiar.
Yeah.
Okay, so the main character, Noah Wiley's character, Carter.
Very rich.
Depends on which character you're
There was an episode.
Librarian.
The episode where he told the woman from Nigeria that he was kind of dating, where his family's money came from. I thought it was a great episode.
Okay.
It came from coal. He said they made money off of freezing people to death.
Right.
And that's why he became a doctor. Because his father and his grandmother wanted him to go into the family business of managing, you know, all these trusts and everything. And he became a doctor because he was disgusted by how his family made money.
Right.
And I always wondered if Thomas Wayne felt the same way.
That's a good possibility. That's a really good story. Because one, and all the stuff that they got with Bruce and, like, you know, going with this, the history of Gotham has been a big key point in the 52 right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the the owls and, you know, the secret society.
Well, going back to the Jonah Hex, the All-Star Western, because that takes place in Gotham.
It does. And there was a mini-series called Gates of Gotham that was written by Snyder and Higgins. And it's a pretty decent book, but it explains about the five power families in Gotham. And, you know, so you have these people that are called the Gates that were the architects of Gotham City, and the Waynes and the Cobblepots and like three other families, all
Arkham.
Arkham. Who was Hush? What's his last name?
I can't remember.
Justin.
Some of the
Tommy.
K.
Tommy.
Tom Kincaid. Tommy. Something like that.
Yeah, his family, and then there was another one. I can't remember who the other one. But these are the families that helped shape Gotham. Mm-hmm. They and ultimately. You know, they're the ones who defined a lot of what happened in Gotham. And so you see the older side of it, and even with Grant Morrison stuff, you saw like a big stretch of the Wayne family, you know what I mean, with when he was traveling through time and everything. Yeah. But you always miss that just before Thomas Wayne. You don't know much about
who
that
was family. Bruce's grandfather.
Right, yeah. You want to know what happened to him. Why would Thomas go to such a... At what would be considered by his rich family a mediocre job where you're...
What was he rebelling against?
Right, exactly. There's obviously something. If he's a doctor, you know, the Waynes were doctors.
Maybe he's like very much like the Noah Wiley character.
Maybe
what,
it is.
What was his wife's maiden name? Where did she come from?
Well, they...
Was it Kent? That's hilarious.
Well, so that's interesting that you bring it up because in Batman Earth 1, which
I like
read,
Batman better.
Batman...
I'm watching you. Rob.
It's like, what are you making me believe? It won't come on.
Robin Ducky.
This is great. We're going to do this book. It's going to be hilarious. She was an Arkham in Batman Earth 1, and that was a really interesting story. Is that you know the Arkhams were these deranged people, and they were like into nonsensical psychology and everything. You know, and, when the Waynes and the Arkham married together, it was a big to do. And I think that's a good story right there because you're talking about two very powerful families in the Gotham City. You know, that just shouldn't probably mix together, and that's what caused a lot of problems.
This one, Thomas was running for like
mayor. Yeah, mayor, too. Yeah. He was, but he was a doctor, but he was going to be a politician now too. Because
that happens. He's like Ron Paul.
Yeah, Ron Paul was whatever. My point is, but the mayor is the Penguin.
It's Bruce Wayne, Rand Paul.
But the mayor of Gotham in Earth 1 is the Penguin, Cobblepot.
You're talking about like the current Earth 1 series?
No, this is
Jeff Johns and Gary Frank. Yeah, it's just the hard
one. You should pick it up. You can get it from the library.
Oh, like Batman Earth 1.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good book, actually.
There's so many different realities now. I
would have called it the New 50.
You can't just say, this is Batman anymore.
No.
You can't do that.
You can't say that about the... You can't say that about Marvel either. They got the ultimate.
It's a Spider-Man.
The 616.
Yeah, then you got the ultimate Spider-Man.
Spider-Man will always be Peter Parker.
Okay.
And Spider-Man will always have Aunt May. The Fantastic Four, whose lineup changes every so often, and their suits have been white now for way too long, they will always fall back at some point to the Fantastic Four, the four elements.
I don't get it. You Marvel lover, you.
So you think Bruce Wayne's... acts like a conservative?
I think that's part of the disguise.
Yeah.
I think he would still find ways to loophole it back so it wouldn't damage the city.
Yeah, he's going
to
help himself, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What about Dick Grayson, real quick?
I think Dick Grayson's considerably more left. An orphan. I mean,
even left as Batman.
Yeah, exactly. He's a worse off orphan than Bruce was. He came from poverty. He was raised in a bunch of traveling hippies, you know, and everything like that. Yeah, exactly. So you're talking maybe not full blown socialist, but he's about as left as it gets.
What are they, Pikey? No, what are they from?
Pikeys? From Snatched?
Nah,
Pikeys, yeah.
Yeah, he's a Pike.
But let's take another break. I think we're getting a visitor.
Okay.
I'm Superman, and I approve this message. This year, you have a very important decision to make. You need to vote the American way. I am the American way. Even though I'm alien who illegally immigrated to America and has hidden my identity from the government, but still work with them to certain situations and they still try to secretly kill me when I at least expect it. On second thought, don't vote. Up and away!
All right, now that we're bothered what came out of Mike's ass, we'll talk about Dick some more.
We'll talk about some more Dick. That's Justin wants to really get into some Dick
now. Thanks for that, making that segue. Well, we're just finishing up. I'm talking about a little bit more Batman. And we said that Dick Grayson is probably very left compared to
He was almost married to an alien, for God's sakes, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Alien. I like Starfire.
Well, we haven't really touched the illegal immigration, have we?
We should have with Superman.
Yeah. Well, we can always jump back and this isn't, you know.
No, we're Marvel. We're moving forward. We're in the now. We're moving forward.
Now!
See?
Exclamation point.
Not now.
All caps.
Can't handle now.
We're just going to reboot to number one, even though it's not really a reboot. Don't touch. It's just,
we're going to replace good writers with hacks.
I can't take
You're so bitter about Guardians of the Galaxy.
I am. I want to drive to wherever Bendis lives and just beat the shit out of his kids in front of him and say, this is what you're doing to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Do you think he's a bad writer in general?
I just don't get excited about anything he writes.
Do you like any of his
stuff? I went back and read the Secret Avengers or whatever he wrote, where it had the Guardians guesting in it.
He didn't write the Secret Avengers.
Well, not whatever series he wrote. Avengers Assemble or whatever the hell it is.
Oh, the one he's doing with Bagley right now?
Yeah. They had the Guardians of the Galaxy in it. And it wasn't very good.
No.
And they never explained, hey, Star-Lord, you died. Your death was important. You sacrificed yourself to save us from the cancer universe.
Who's the artist?
Like, oh no, you showed up and now you're blonde.
Bagley. Oh, on Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, McNiven.
Oh. Yeah.
So everyone will have stubble. Even Groot.
I hate it.
You don't like Steve McNiven either?
Not really.
I'm not a big fan of him.
I was looking at this book here that I have.
McNiven's in the very back of that. Very back of that brand new day.
You know what? This makes me angry because, you know, this whole book, you have these, you know, really crappy ending. But if you go back to the beginning, you have all these great panels. That's what, I think, is what started leading me into my discussion that Marvel or DC should do a six panel grid month.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Six panel. I'm sorry, what?
You know, they've done.
They posted on Facebook.
Yeah, they've done splash pages. Sometimes they've done.
The silent issues.
Silent issues. Why not do one where it's a six-panel grid, where artists are forced to.
You know who would excel at that? Keith Giffen. He's the only one. You know what? I that's a lot because George Perez could do it easily, but George Perez would get creative with his panel structure, like he has to do. He can't just do a six-page.
Six-panel.
You know what I mean? Six-panel.
You could do stuff within it, I guess, but I don't know. Anyway, why the point six? Is, we're off. Why not?
Because it. I think it just that's symmetrically curvy. Looks good on an actual page.
Okay. So we're back to talk about, so not just Dick Grayson, but Jason Todd.
Jason Todd is super conservative.
Super conservative, even though he came from a life of crime.
Right.
You know.
But I think because of, I mean, death penalty, I think he's pretty pro.
Yeah. He is pro death penalty.
Capital punishment.
He definitely, he loves some dead bad guys.
And then
he fights on the same side, technically, as Bruce, but he just said the war of crime. Your war of crime is failing. You're not taking the necessary precautions. Mm-hmm. Now, here's something interesting that, you know, they always do these future things of, you know, oh, when Damian's going to be Batman in X amount of years, you know what I mean? This is the way his...
Batman 666.
Yeah, which was a good issue. I really like that, even though you don't like Andy Cooper, but it's a cool story.
Yeah, 666 was a good issue. Superman was.
They're good... It was done by. It was at least drawn pretty well. It was Walter Simonson.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, it was not a good issue, right? Anyways, the point I'm trying to make is that what if Jason Todd would take over the war? Like, let's say this catastrophic thing happens, you know, and you could argue that a lot of the villains, and they talk about this in the movies and the books, that a lot of the villains that Batman has to face have came from him being something more than what was typical in Gotham, right?
Oh, like I see what you're going with.
So, like, you know...
He
like,
led to their creation.
What is Jason Todd's Joker, basically, going to be like? What villains does he create? Because he is such an anti-hero. What
does he... Does he have any in...
I don't know.
The Red and the Outlaws?
I mean, Nightwing started having his own, Bandicoot Nightwing when he was... You know,
yeah.
And he was Nightwing. He was a
blizzard. How many of them hung around?
Well, they're all dead now. I think.
I don't even remember.
He had what? Blockbuster?
I don't think they even exist anymore.
He had Brick? Was that?
House.
If you ask me, there's only one. His ultimate nemesis is Deathstroke. That's, right. It was set up in Teen Titans. It continues.
You know my dicks?
Yes.
Not Jason.
Yes. That's his ultimate foe. He's the one. Like, they have a very...
According to television...
Huh?
According to television, it's Green Arrow and Deathstroke.
Oh, I haven't watched Arrow yet.
Well, neither have I.
Then how do you know?
You watch the promos enough, and they keep showing this one guy with half a yellow face.
I haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. Thanks, that probably ruined it.
Spoiler!
Jerk face! Yeah, spoiler alert, everybody.
I don't believe in spoilers.
I know, you don't.
But anyways, you know what I'm saying? No... I've seen stuff. I know Judd.
I get concerned when it comes to spoilers.
I know Judd Winnick did have a thing in his Green Arrow run where he had a big feud with.
Who's Ra's al Ghul?
Yeah. Huh?
Who's Ra's al Ghul?
Green Arrow.
Yeah.
Okay. What about? Okay. What Damian Wayne? He's also ultimate conservative. Oh, Tim Drake. We forgot Tim Drake. I think he went back to Dick Grayson type.
Right. I think he's liberal, but maybe not as left as.
He comes from money, too.
He does. Well, kind of. I don't know. His family worked for the Waynes, didn't they, or something like that?
I don't know. They seem like they were too far from the Wayne household.
Hmm. He did have a lot of stuff accessible to him to get to figure out who Batman was and everything.
Maybe I don't remember Drake's origin.
Yeah, I don't. He's not my Robin.
I don't think he's like. He was like. Well, I still like Burt Ward's my Robin. But,
I like Tim Drake a lot. Yeah. You know, like
Marlon Wayans. He was my favorite.
But Robin. So that's really interesting. You're okay with Dick Grayson hanging around, but you don't want like Tim Drake wasn't that far off from Wally.
I just don't know.
He's a good character. It doesn't matter anymore, but he was a good character. Okay.
And then Damian Wayne back to
even more
right than
and more totalitarian, I would say too. Very
that's
very,
all upbringing.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking about nature versus Ray nurture Darville, right there. Yeah. Yeah, he's very, I mean, I think if he could have it, he would run Gotham City.
I would like to see Damian Wayne meeting Brent.
I bet they would have a lot in common. They would talk about slave trading, freezing the poor, poisoning your enemies.
Now, however,
these are all good ideas you're having there, Sonny.
Mordecai Wayne or whatever his name was. Thanks,
grandfather.
That's funny. I don't know about a sedative.
Mordecai and Damian Wayne.
I mean, like, you think they're both sitting around them like, not too sure about those folk from Africa, though. You know, like, is that what they're sitting around saying? Like, damn good workers. Not sure how I feel about them in general. They're like,
you're fired, Kunte! Oh. And what up, you old man? And then he beats him.
Yeah. He would kill him.
Wow. You disgust me.
We just went racist.
I just raped your mom. Oh, good one, Damian. Then they high five. And then it says, the more you know. And then fades the blood. Mordecai and Damian Wayne.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Time-traveling racist.
There was a Chappelle show.
Ben Skeets. Ben Skeets.
That's a good one, sir. okay, so we
Skeets the servant.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
I want to know. What do you mean, be like? Oh, that's a good one, Master. You know, like, would that be Skeets when he would just be like...
Maybe they reprogrammed.
Yeah. That's awful.
Masses. Because it's plural, masses.
Yeah, is he masses?
Masses Wayne?
Anyways.
Damn.
So, who are we looking at next year? So, here's something interesting. The four Green Lanterns, I think, would be...
Oh, that's a great idea.
It's a split, I think, too. Because you look at Hal and Guy are very conservative. Guy was, he had been a police officer, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Teacher.
Guy? In the Decisions book that Scott kept referencing on there, when Green Arrow came out and said, I endorse this guy liberally or whatever, Guy Gardner went out and said, this guy's my guy, and he's conservative. And there's several books where I've seen him refer to.
I don't
to,
think Guy was ever a cop.
Well, maybe
he was
you're
a
right.
Gym teacher.
I thought he was an MP.
But he's very conservative-minded.
He's a gardener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what he was? That's weird.
His ancestors, man.
So he's probably for immigration, is what you're trying to say.
Oh,
that's just awful. Anyways, my point I'm trying to make is I think Hal and Guy are a little more hard-nosed, and they're very, I think, Hal seems like a guy who would be conservative, but he wouldn't really want to talk about it because he probably doesn't know a lot about it. Guy would be, is very brash in his face.
Watching Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's got the O'Reilly factor on every day.
He's got Fox News on his ring.
Give me Ann Coulter. Boop. Come on, damn, she's sexy. But then you got Jon Stewart, who is military. Yeah. He was a Marine. But I think, I mean, maybe it's, that's racist probably to just assume he's liberal, but he seems like he's more conscious about, because there's an issue of Green Lantern where he was a, going against the apartheid in South Africa from like the 80s or something like that. But he was more of the, he came from a social justice thing. His intro was...
What was that miniseries where he was in charge of a planet?
Mosaic.
The Mosaic. I mean, that laid out all his, governmental views right there and that. Because he helped set up that government and he was the law on that planet.
Cully Hammer.
What about the artsy fartsy?
Oh, well,
I don't think he votes.
I think if you take...
Last time he voted Republican, his girlfriend ended up in the fridge.
Oh,
I don't get it. That was a major force that put it in there, too.
John McCain's got tiny arms, so he's able to match her to a small... No?
What?
They're stout, but short. Oh, boy.
like a bodybuilding T-Rex.
I like all the Green Lanterns. I think there's something unique about them, but they're, I think...
Not going to talk about Baz? Not going to talk about the Muslim one? Carries a pistol?
Oh, the new one?
I haven't really read much about it. I saw his intro to him, and it was kind of interesting, and that was about it. I haven't actually seen his...
That's it. I haven't read the comic.
New 50 suck.
But I have an opinion.
You don't like it.
I don't.
You don't care. Mm-hmm. You're old, and you're bitter, and... What? Both of you are just old and bitter, I think.
Are we old? Has that happened?
I'm old, and you're a year behind me. Mike's the youngin'.
It was a joke. I don't really think of you guys being that old.
How to touch.
But... Jesus. No, I'm just, I honestly have no opinion on the guy just because I don't know much about him.
I just don't see the need for another Green Lantern.
I mean, what are the,
it's been received well.
The Guardians are very conservative.
Very totalitarian, I'd say. Because especially the way they're...
Well, more so when they had the Manhunters.
Yeah, but they're trying to go back to that kind of way, too. They're trying to remove will away from, like, emotion in general away from everything, and they're focusing more on the death aspect.
That's kind of what the rings are for, though, aren't they? Different emotions?
They're trying to get rid of the Green Lantern Corps right now.
What about the orange?
Their whole thing is to eliminate all the cores right now. That's what they want to do.
And then what?
I don't know.
Just them playing, you know, poker.
Pong.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
We finally got it over here.
Look how tiny this panel is!
Got the good life, smoking green cigars. Oh, I mean, that's an emotion. I'm just going to smoke a little. This is a Zubin cigar. It's pretty nice.
Zubin,
yes. The off-water world that...
How about we tackle some more of a bit? Hellboy. I know, now see, we're going to lose half our audience here. Who the hell's Hellboy?
Hellboy, I would so...
He's that guy from Sons of Anarchy, right?
Yeah, exactly. Real quick.
He's not a U.S. citizen.
But he works for the government.
He does.
But not anymore.
No.
And he's in hell.
He's dead right now.
But his new series does.
What? I'm talking about the guy from the movie.
Ron Perlman.
Okay, yeah. Who? No, not talking about Ron Perlman.
I don't
think
he's a U.S. citizen either.
Ron Perlman's definitely a U.S. citizen.
Is he?
I don't know. He's probably from Canadian. All the good actors seem to come from Canadian.
Canadian.
Canadians. I love you, Canadians. Canadians. Canadians.
My beautiful
Canadians. Can we just show it? Join in the candidates?
Mexicanians.
España.
Is he Mexican?
I have no idea.
Okay, so what would Hellboy's view, since we can't talk about Superman, be on illegal immigration? Since he technically...
I don't know. He sends a lot of them back to hell.
Yeah,
so
I think he's against it.
Yeah.
Because he had to pay his dues. Mm-hmm. He had to get vetted.
Yeah. And he had to... Yeah, I mean, he had a tough life probably growing up, too. He's the freak on the Air Force base, growing up. He had to make his way into the government to just get respect. And, and he earned his respect. I think that's... I would say he's probably pretty conservative. But also, I think he may be moderate. So I think he might flip back and forth on certain things. I'd say, for immigration, he'd be pretty conservative. But he cares about, a lot of other things,
But at
too.
The same time, he treats it like it's a job.
Yes.
He's not invested in this.
He's a blue collar.
Yeah, he's more like, I've got to go save the world again.
Yep.
Right.
No, hold on. If you're going to do it, crap.
One of my favorite characters that I was meaning to bring up was Mitchell 100.
Oh, yeah.
He goes both ways.
Yes. Whatever gets the job done.
Right.
Who is this?
Ex Machina.
Oh,
you read it.
I haven't actually read
the one time he'll be
don't
like,
read the last
hey,
issue.
You're so mad about this last issue.
It's good stuff. When you I think you can read the whole thing and it all makes sense in the end. And when you read the issues, he'll say one thing and it'll be on the left and then the next thing he'll be on the right and he doesn't care because he's independent.
Yeah.
And I think it's
my favorite thing is when he said, I will not be running for re-election. Mm-hmm. I will be making a lot of unpopular decisions. I want to leave this city.
Right.
In a better place than it was when I first got elected.
Yeah,
I wish other politicians, if they step forward, the day they get elected, say, I would just want to say right now, I will not be running for re-election. I don't want to waste the last year of my 4 years running around saying, vote for me. I'd rather get some shit done.
And the people that work for him go both, his one second-in-command guy. He was
Is he bisexual?
Liberal. No.
Yeah, his second-in-command was.
He's bipartisan, is that what you're
saying? But who's the woman? Who's the older
woman? The one that
woman?
Died? German?
No. The older woman with glasses. She was very conservative.
I think that was just like his personal assistant.
Yeah, but he was surrounded by different people, different opinions.
Yeah, and he listened to all of them.
He sometimes went one way and went the other. He didn't care.
It was very much like Benson.
And no one... No one said, geez, you're a flip flop. I don't remember those things. He just said, look, I don't care. I'll just do what I want.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really the best way. And I think it'd be cool if like a Paul Schiff said, I'm just doing what I need to do.
Yep, I'm one term. Gonna try to
you, if you want to vote for me again, do it. Yeah. It's like, but I'm going to speak. And you know what? It's really funny. Is I literally just got done hearing my uncle say at a celebration of life that his father was always told him, actions speak louder than words. You can talk to me till you're blue in the face all day long, but what you do is going to determine way more than what you say. And that goes for most things. And I think that that's probably the best way. If a politician actually did that and was actually fighting to balance the budget as opposed to going out on, reelect me, yeah, and doing primaries and all this other stuff. I mean, God, the amount of money that's just wasted on...
How many days... I voted for Obama the first time. I'll probably vote for him again. I don't know. But how many days is he not improving the government right now? How many days is he just running around saying, vote for me again?
I agree.
Who's in charge of the country? I mean, he just, in between campaigning,
right,
he says, oh, I guess we should do something about...
And there's a lot of people that would argue that that's kind of been the way since day one. He's on talk shows. He's been doing this. And I'm not saying I'm for or against it. I'm just trying to say there's a lot of people that would easily say that, though. You know what I mean? That you see his face on Late Show with Letterman. He's on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. He's doing this interview with CBS. Maybe we're seeing too much... And we don't know what's going on in the back, or maybe he really is doing that. You know, I don't know. I'm gonna sit in the office.
Then you get the reelection part, and he's now a lame duck. You know, it doesn't matter. He's on his way out. You know, it's four more years, but he's just right. Doing.
Well, it doesn't matter. And a lot of this stuff is whatever things that Bush put in place are just now coming to fruition. But you need a good 15 years to get anything done. That's why even after being in office for 8 years. Things you put in place are still just now happening. That the person who follows you came in. Our government's set up poorly. It doesn't make any sense. The Electoral College should be done away with.
Popular vote.
Yeah. Our entire government was set up so that, the, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people could find an average voice.
Right.
And that would speak for them.
That may not absolutely be represented.
Now in this day and age,
yeah,
we can each individually cast a ballot. We do.
But right. It's too scary for them to do.
It's actually easier for them to
No. I mean, if they let that happen, it would be it's too frightening. What could happen? What could happen if
I think
everyone got a say?
If our electoral system caught up with the internet and telephones, we could eliminate a lot of congressmen, senators, state representatives, and just actually go to the individual people, hold, put something on a ballot, and say, well, you vote on this, rather than having all these old white guys sit in a room and yell at each other for 50 minutes at a time. Let us make our decisions. Mm-hmm. Don't let us elect somebody to make our decisions. If we can all check Facebook every 2.5 minutes, then we can all vote.
So I think here's where you would see a problem with this. And I'm not saying you're wrong by any means, because I think that's actually pretty well thought out. I think it's good. When you in faith, and I had you were really compelling up until about Facebook. And here's exactly my point.
Should I have said Twitter?
No. I think Twitter would make it worse, because here's my thing. When you look at the instant gratification that you can get out of Facebook, where you read something and you just fire out a reply, and then an hour later you go, shit, why did I say that? Somebody sees that instantly and they just see, this is the thing you're voting on. Click, nope. Oh, I didn't bother reading it because I just saw what the main voting was. Yeah. I think this country would descend into anarchy, unfortunately. I think that fires would literally erupt from the ground.
Then there has to be a happy medium.
There does. Yeah, and I'm, like I said, it. And you look at the way... And now I'm going back to my sports thing again. You look at the way people get voted for, like, Heisman trophies and something like that. It is people, it's current Heisman winners. Like, there are, anybody who's ever won a Heisman trophy can vote on it. Associated Press. And then 25 or 30% is based on popular vote by the people.
Yeah.
So there is a median.
Like American Idol.
Yeah, I guess to some extent, but the Heisman's been around for like 70 years, you know what I mean? But like there's a way where you can say, These are people that sit around. They do part or they're, you know, they're probably they're liberals. They're, you know, conservatives. They're whatever. They get equal share because this is what they, you know, they study. They do this. They do that. And then you also give X amount of percent of vote to actual people and not just tell the hey, this is my vote for you. I hope 10 other people vote for me so we can get the average. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if it was a true average, then who was the there was one president who almost won every electoral college vote, which hasn't been done since Washington, and he literally changed his vote because he didn't want to change it that Washington had it. Because they didn't want to break that thing that Washington is the only one who had the... There's somebody in the... I think it might have been Eisenhower, maybe? It was before Eisenhower.
Truman.
Not Truman.
Roosevelt.
Thank you. I think it might have been Roosevelt. One of his terms, he was like, he had literally, the averages all said, you win every electoral college vote. One guy said, can't let it happen. It's only happened with Washington. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, they want to pick that way.
Yeah. Washington. So if that was, you know what I mean? If it was really set up. Right. Truly, so right. That's how it's like, then you come to the problem, is my vote really being respected?
No,
you know?
It's not.
So
it's not. And that's, I think that's why you get less than 50% of the population to turn out on election day.
That and some of them.
Some of them are illegal aliens. Some of them are women. We can't trust them to vote.
Wow, here we go. You look like you have something to say.
No, I think we're going to come right back and finish this up with a final part.
Oh, hello, Daredevil here. And I approve of this message.
Hey, man. Mike's over here.
Oh, hello, Daredevil here. And I approve of this message. Your choice is clear this season, to someone sighted such as myself. So when I look out across this great nation, what I see is such a series of echo wave locations bouncing back at me to replace my vision is a... Hey, wait a minute, where am I? This place is so tiny! Let me out! Let me out!
Alright, we're back for the final segment. We've talked about mainstream characters, more independent characters. I felt we should move on to our characters.
We have characters? Oh,
wow. Yes, we
do. Outside of the three of us, right?
Yes, outside of us being characters, we do have characters.
I have character. That's probably very
so you're part of USA, you know, like the network.
So I guess we'll go with Mr. Vance, Clobber Vance.
Wow.
That's interesting. Wow.
How do you see your character?
He's conservative.
Uh-huh.
Everything he does is for his family. Everything he does is for the betterment of those around him. He plays it very safe. Obviously, he plays it safe because he just kowtowed to the government. Is that the term? Kowtow?
Sure.
Yeah, he just kowtows to the government. Does whatever they say he needs to do to protect those people back at home.
On the silly Christians.
If he was more independent, if he was more liberal, I think he would, you know, buck the system and try to improve things. But he's just kind of hunkering down and saying, okay, this is what has to be done.
Let's and get his it brother over died from it.
And then came back.
Spoiler.
Double spoiler.
Ooh.
All right. Thank you.
That's how I see it.
Tim Risen. Mike.
Tim's pretty conservative, I would say.
Uh-huh.
I just think that... we haven't really dug in too much of, like...
He was sleeping with medieval women. How conservative is that?
I don't know. Politicians in general are kind of like
that. Yeah, true. Politics and sexual deviancy.
Yeah, I mean, and recently that's... And, I mean, that used to be more of a liberal thing, you know, and like there's, you know, this, you know, Clinton and everything like that. And in the past 8 years, it's been a lot of conservatives, actually, ironically. I think... I don't know. Maybe I actually would put in more liberal, because if he was really that conservative, he would be a little more wary of what he was doing across time.
Yeah.
Instead of just spreading the seed everywhere.
He wouldn't be playing with dinosaurs.
So no, you think that Blaine is more conservative than...
Yes. Yeah. I'd say way more conservative.
I mean, so. You know, we're dealing with... yours takes place during present time, but ours takes place way in the future when the Democrats have ruled. And...
I don't know if it's a slam or not. I don't...
No, it's a joke. Actually, I don't get to see the craps. And then Orin?
I would put Orin as, I would say moderate.
Yeah.
Because I would say he would be conservative views. In his views on, like, what he could do, but there's got to be a little wild side to him to wanted to do some of the stuff that they are doing, you know what I mean? Right. Lynn seems more like she's just trying to keep things right, you know what I mean? Like, she saw some fun, and then she's trying to keep it right now, you know what I mean? I don't mean that in any political way, I just mean she's trying to keep it.
If I understand correctly, Oren's more like nihilistic or something, isn't he? He knows how the story ends.
So he's just following it
to the conclusion. He doesn't have an opinion. He doesn't care because he knows nothing matters.
Right.
So he'd be more nihilistic. He'd be like, well, you know, whatever.
Interesting.
Let's just get to the end of this so that I can die of old age. Right? I mean, did I read your guys' comic wrong?
You read it.
you're the one.
Our sad comic, as you put it.
The most depressing comic.
The most depressing.
Now, I don't want to make this, you know, our little short thing, but I thought we'd also just we could talk about our own characters and everything. How about we do a quick run through who's voting for who? And not in this room, but in this room, we discuss who's voting for who.
Oh, like which character's voting for? Okay, I got you.
All right. So we're not saying.
Because I'm undecided. The jury's out. I might not vote this year.
I think Roseanne is looking good.
Gary Johnson.
If I have to vote
Roseanne, the girl who used to anchor comics?
No. Oh. That's Roxanne.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Or Rose. But if I have to if I have to vote, I'm gonna raise the bar and go with Roseanne.
Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, she's running. She's
I don't know, she's on the ballot in Ohio.
Oh god.
I'll write in my name, I guess.
Okay. And it's all pensional. There's no write ins.
All right.
Silly government!
let's do Romney. Who's voting for Romney?
In comics in general?
Yes.
Well, Reed Richards, because they have very similar hair.
Can be like...
I've been sitting here trying to think, what is it about his hair that keeps killing me? And it's definitely, he's got the Romney, he's got the Reed Richards thing going on. He's just missing gray here and, you know, dark on the
side. He's got the gray. It's gray on the side.
I thought he was all gray.
Romney?
Yeah.
No.
He does got that black hair at the top.
I call it a reverse bacula.
we gave Tim the reverse. I gave Tim the reverse Reed.
Yeah.
Black.
Grand top.
What about, we're in Fantastic Four. What about Johnny?
Well, no, just whoever's voting for Romney.
In general.
They're getting villains, too.
Are you being political with that one?
Talking about
which villains are going to vote for Romney. All over because the conservatives are evil. There's Justin.
I could see the Red Skull voting for him.
Uh huh.
I think they have a lot in common.
Yeah.
The Red Skull. How does the Red Skull and Reed Richards see
eye to the right?
Yeah.
Right.
They both believe that God lives on the planet Kabul. Isn't that one of the Mormon tenements?
I watched an episode of South Park on it. I don't know how legitimate that is or not. But that's a really funny episode.
Google it.
All I know is that guy wrote science fiction before he wrote that book.
No, you're thinking of Scientology.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about like Mormons where they believe Jesus like came back again? Right?
Yeah, here in America.
I think every comic book character would like that. I mean, everyone in comic books comes back to life. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus came back, yeah. Also to Gwen Stacy.
Big deal.
Who has...
He was, back to life he, wasn't, well, he wasn't even really dead. He was actually in a wormhole fighting off the evil...
The Beyonder.
He was running around with Flash Gordon fighting off a... Was it a Kang or... What,
Ming.
Ming, that's
Ming
right.
Merciless.
Yeah,
Jesus he's Christ, the first Red Lantern.
My rage!
Well, he's Black Lantern. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the first
one. Ah, there goes my
I thought he was a White Lantern.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay. Anyhow. I don't know who else. Lex Luthor? Would he vote for?
He'd probably vote for Ron.
He'd vote for himself.
Yeah, he would. He would put himself... He would write himself.
He's the writer.
He'd
figure it out.
I would love to see that where it shows everybody voting, and it's just... He's written in Lex Luthor. Because I'm a
megalomaniac?
Yeah, that's...
Sycophant?
Yes. I want to make sure it's very clear. I was not saying villains just because of... Okay.
Your political beliefs. Here we go. I'm just kidding. Anyways. I voted
Republican.
I knew you.
Yeah, okay.
I would have voted for Huckabee.
Huckabee actually had some good ideas.
I voted for Ross Perot.
I couldn't vote when Ross Perot was on the
That was the first time I could vote.
Wait a minute. When did Ross Perot run that you were voting for real and not just in your mind?
I voted for Clinton.
I went to Clinton Dole, okay, and I'm older than you.
Perot was on that ballot.
Perot was
He ran there in that year too.
Perot was
No, I know that. He ran for Clinton. He was running against Clinton Bush. And Bush.
Yeah.
Bush Sr.
So he ran again?
Yeah. It wasn't nearly as successful the second time.
But he wasn't on the final, was he?
No, he wasn't. He didn't get to participate in any of the debates or anything.
But he was on the ballot.
He was on the ballot.
You voted in the Dole Clinton, and you went with...
I was in Kittery.
I don't even know what that
I forgot about that.
I saw.
Yeah, on the stage. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
It was a big
deal. Saw him fall, and then went to the Wendy's right across the street. Man, Elizabeth.
No, she wasn't.
We're both like, oh, that's so embarrassing. Let us go get a square hamburger.
So who else would vote for Romney? We thought there were two people? That can't be possible. Punisher.
No.
No?
No, because Romney's too wishy-washy.
Okay.
He's not right enough.
Wolverine.
Yeah. Canadian citizen.
Uh-huh. Doesn't count. No. He can't vote. He's a Canuck.
Mm-hmm. Quicksilver?
He's not an American citizen either. Let's say Magneto and Scarlet Witch. Magneto and Scarlet Witch? Yeah.
They got together, is that what you're saying?
It's creepy, right?
No, I'm saying you're just naming non-American people.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Oh, Deathlok. Who's Deathlok voting?
Come on.
Isn't he a robot? Deathlok?
He's a zombie.
You said Deathlok?
I wish. The death clock ticks to you.
Aunt May.
She'd
probably vote for Romney.
Yeah.
She's scared of the darker complected people.
It's a good, strong white man.
Yes, exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen. Man
would be so proud.
Why don't we wait for Robbie to leave?
Robbie, who are you voting? Never mind. J. Jonah Jameson would vote for.
Oh, definitely. J. Jonah.
What about. I don't know outside of his little cameos in the Spider movies. What's
Stan Lee?
Robbie.
Oh.
He doesn't have a big part in the movies, you know what I mean? Like,
no, but he's a big part of the comic book. I mean,
he's really nice to people.
He's Jonah's conscience.
Jimmy Cricket type of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he would definitely be voting for
him. Yeah, J. Jonah's like, I can't take that. J.
Jonah. Yeah, he calms him down.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's the Morgan Freeman to Bruce Wayne.
What about Lucius Fox?
Oh, who would he vote for?
He does not seem to enjoy the big business very much.
No, but the Romneys of the world have treated him well.
Mm.
He is where he is.
This is where I couldn't decide who to vote for.
Shawshank like got it?
he may.
When I first walked into that ballot.
That ballot?
Got a paper cut.
It hurt, but I was managed on.
Get busy voting.
So does Bruce Wayne get two votes then?
No.
Because if Batman goes in there, I'm going to vote. I need to. He's like, he gets in there and he's like, I need a curtain and a blackout shade. It's not dark enough in the room!
Well, who does he watch for election coverage?
Ooh. Yeah. Batman?
Yes.
He's just sending the boxers NBC.
Or
John Stewart.
The last presidential.
Yeah, does John Stewart watch John Stewart?
Probably just because it's funny.
This is comical to me. This guy has my name.
It's me, but I'm a white Jew. That's funny. That's funny, Vixen. Get over here.
Mm.
Raise your head.
Look at that, baby. Go back. The last election I watched, BBC America. See what their election coverage was.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
They called it like an hour before everyone else.
Really?
Yeah, it was like 70%.
Because they're ahead of us.
No.
What is it?
We've been down for 5 hours.
There's a comedian who talks about how when his family had grown, he grew up in Chicago, but he had moved to New York. And so when he moved to New York, his dad would call him. He's like, it's 5 o'clock here. What time is it there? Huh? Huh? What time is it there? And he's like, so it's the third inning over here. What inning is it over there? Huh? it's not a time machine. And then, who is it? Bob Costas, the sports announcer. Mm-hmm. He said when he used to cover old
color commentary.
Yes, he did the American Basketball Association back in the day, like the old ABA stuff before it was all just the NBA. Yeah. And he, I can't remember who it was he was getting on a plane with, but it was such a short flight that they were actually going to arrive like 2 minutes before they actually took off or something like that. And I think it was like, I don't know, it was an older black, you know, in the 70s, there was a black, you know, basketball player, and he was like, it's like, I ain't getting on no time machine. And I'm like, that's a hilarious story. It's just, guys that aren't used to traveling this way don't know, you know what I mean? It's just, back then it was funny.
I'm against time zones.
All right, so we've done Romney. Obama. Yeah.
Four people, I think everybody's voting for Obama. Then.
I think Ben Graham would vote for him.
Obama?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Obama, you know, he brought himself up from, you know, Chicago streets, put himself through college. I mean, you know, the Yancey street gang could relate to that, I think. I think Ben would be all behind a guy lifting himself up from his own bootstraps. And
Green Arrow, definitely.
Yeah, yes.
Holly.
Yeah.
He'd be like, yeah, be the first one there.
He did love him. He got the fist bump.
He got the fist bump. He ran with your ass.
What?
Yeah, your ass. Was that? That was his. Remember when?
Yes.
Yeah. Ronald, your ass. Yeah.
The guy that dragged him back for president.
Yeah. Yeah. Your ass.
What was it? Arnold.
Arnold or Ronald or something like that. Something.
Super Patriot would be voting for
Ronald.
No. Super Patriot was super liberal. He was the one who talked Obama or talked.
That's right, Super Patriot.
He was like, because he was the old. He was the crazy conspiracy theorist guy. You know what I mean? Like I think this Bush guy was behind a lot of the bad stuff. You know what I mean? He was a little crazy.
Patriot strikes me as like the guy that was conservative, but then became like a huge hippie.
Yeah, he's like, man, somebody made me homemade brownies. This is pretty tasty.
I love brownies.
Oh my god. Can we just sit around and watch, like, I don't know, every Wes Anderson movie?
Oh, Wes Anderson.
I love Wes Anderson, but it's a little bit artsy.
No. It's good.
I just said I like Wes Anderson.
It's another level.
It is another level.
It's a moving painting.
It is a sophisticated storytelling. If you could take Alan Moore's Swamp Thing, remember it was sophisticated suspense, boy. You can just put that. That's what Wes Anderson does for movies.
What is wrong with you?
Such a horrible parallel.
God!
Wes Anderson is like the kid with the purple crayon for movies, and that's how beautiful it is. Harold and the purple crayon. No, you guys don't read
it. Drawings?
Yeah.
Want to do some drawings?
Anyway, whatever. Okay, so who else would vote for Obama?
Well, obviously Peter. I think Peter's like, he's not
people that we haven't really covered.
He's like, we need
They can't say Aquaman, apparently he doesn't count.
Nope.
He can't.
Never counts.
Even though he was born an American.
On the beach.
Those beach bum hippies, they don't count either.
It's awful close to international water.
Do you think Punisher wouldn't vote for Obama either? He would just kill them both?
Punisher kills the president. I don't think that book's getting me again.
Punisher's Green Party. He's Nader all the way.
The Punisher, the Spider-Man Punisher cover, but this time it's like Obama.
No, what would the century save him? Like he did Osborn?
Oh. Yeah, who would Norman Osborn?
Pretty sure he's voting for Romney. He's another.
I don't know why we're all painting him as a villain. Why are we?
We're not painting him as a villain.
Yes, we are. We're saying all villains are behind Romney.
I don't agree.
And people who believe
said Reed Richards.
I think Joker would vote
Reed
for Obama.
Reed Richards is a villain.
Wait, you think so?
He's a horrible person.
Okay.
I think most Batman villains would probably vote for Obama.
Because he killed Giant Man? Is that what your problem is?
No.
Who haven't we touched on?
They believe.
I'm trying to think about books I read.
Look, back to the Joker, but once they don't want to be. You know, they go to this argument, they get treated, treated okay, then they break out, they go back. They're not going to vote for someone
who's going to cut out Medicare.
Right. Just shoot them in the face.
They're going to vote for Obama, right? They have their own.
They can't vote though. They're known felons. they don't get a vote.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I'd forgotten that.
And illegal aliens can.
Who? Clark
John
has a
Jones.
Sense? Huh?
No, I'm talking about, like, in real life. I'm talking about, you know, you said, you know.
You know John Jones in real life, Justin?
Oh, I am.
He buy you that shirt?
Yeah, he did. What the hell is wrong with my shirt? It's a nice shirt.
It's a beautiful shirt.
I got it from the Set of Wings.
It's just very floral. It's a Steven Weber shirt.
No, actually, here's the one thing I'll argue. Like, Clark, Aquaman, and these people have alternate identities that
they Hawkman.
Actually, yeah.
And John Jones?
Yeah, they have...
I think Hawkman would vote for Romney.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the big thing that was
that's
always
what Scott Simmons here said.
No, that's been in a lot of books. There were always politics involved between Green Arrow and Hawkman. That's always kind of been a thing.
Flash, any of them?
Blue collar, any of them? They're blue collar folk. Yeah, they're voting Romney.
Okay.
Whoa.
Oh yeah.
Central City.
What screams blue collar about Romney to you?
I don't know.
Fact that he's actually never worked a day in his life, neither has his father, and neither will his children, does that make him blue-collar?
I don't know, but aren't blue-collar people usually conservative voters?
It depends.
Don't you remember Joe the Plumber?
That guy was not a plumber.
He's on for Lex Luthor.
Yeah, exactly. You think they'd vote Obama?
I think a lot of things have changed post-Carter. I think, yes, a lot of blue-collar people used to blindly vote Republican because they believed in trickle-down economics.
Right.
The backbone of the Republican Party, in my opinion. I think a lot of that changed post-Carter.
Hmm.
What about the Kents?
It's interesting.
I don't think they could bring themselves to vote for Obama.
Because he's black or because he's Democrat?
Both.
Okay. You really think so?
I think
No, I would argue that because Jonathan taught him to treat every man as his own.
Did he himself do that? I think Jonathan was just thinking this kid could be a mass murderer.
This kid could kill us.
I better be very, very careful. Oh yeah, I bet Jonathan Kent didn't sleep at all. He's just laying in bed waiting for Clark to come in and masturbate through his head. Oh my God, Martha!
He's got his gun loaded with a kryptonite bolt every time.
He got a piece of the ship as a shiv, just ready at all times, tucked into his bibbed overalls. The boys, he could kill us all with a thought, Martha.
I haven't slept in 19 years. No wonder I'm gonna have a heart attack.
Yeah, he's always going to his job. He's really just running a place. He's sleeping in a lead box.
He's building a lead bunker. Dad, there's something weird going on out in the East Field. You stay away from the East Field, Clark. It's the only place we can have sex now!
Because you hear us all the time!
We know you're watching. I'm my son.
You're a stranger! You're a strange little boy! You don't even have a penis, you're an alien.
No wonder you'll never have kids.
Yeah. Oh, except for one. Yeah, she
did. God.
It's more rats.
Yeah, so that's how I feel about the kids. They're just paranoid. Yeah. They're constantly scared.
That's why they have white hair.
They're actually in their late 20s.
So what about Jesse from The Preacher?
Jesse Custer.
That's a good one.
Such a good character, too. But he's pretty... He's from Texas. Mm. He's a very...
He would have voted for Bush.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, not talking, we're talking about Romney, but yeah.
I don't know what to say.
But I think you know.
I was trying to think about you.
A little bit. I think he would have voted for Bush.
I don't know if the same people who originally voted for Bush would.
And then he would have gone and kicked Bush's ass.
Yeah.
The second term.
Yeah.
But would he vote for Romney?
Does not have that bold Americana appeal that Bush did. Bush was a cowboy. He owned a baseball team and was making his daddy proud. Everyone could get behind Bush from a certain distance.
It's just you're doing good, George! Keep going!
The closer you got
just
to
walking
him.
Backwards slowly.
The closer you got to him, the more you realize he's just a shaved orangutan. Look at that boy! I thought he was an American hero! Nope! The goddamn primate!
I don't know what just happened. Oh, that's just freaking.
Do you not agree? No, but Bush instilled all great American ideas.
Yes.
From a distance. Mm-hmm. That's how he positioned himself. That's why people voted for him.
You said you voted for Bush the first time,
didn't you? Correct. I voted for Bush first time.
Because?
I got there. It was between Bush and Gore, and I'd already dealt with Clinton for 8 years.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah.
Why not
something different?
Hope you had hope and change on your mind.
Eight years before you voted for Gore. Because I thought Gore's a very intelligent, boring man. Mm-hmm. I could go with that.
Now looking back, I would have gone back and voted for Gore.
You could have been the deciding vote.
I was probably the deciding
vote. The recount would have not mattered. Or the, you know, they wouldn't have had to go back and try to count.
We're talking about the Electoral College. I mean, he won the popular vote. Pissed me off.
So do you think Kerry...
Kerry was awful.
No, I was saying Kerry and Romney were more alike then because of the well means.
Probably they had more in common.
But that was the big thing with Kerry, that he was out of touch with.
Yeah. Well, he married into Will.
Right.
I mean, he sought that shit out.
Yeah. He says, I want some Heinz 57 all over me.
It pulls so slow. So slow, but so good. Worth the wait.
Well,
who else are we thinking about for, like, comics? Like what's another person that we could think of?
Cerebus. Who would Cerebus vote for?
I don't think he can vote. What are some things so nitpicky on?
I just want to give Dave Sims a hard time.
What about
Oh, he would vote for Romney.
He would write in Roosevelt.
What about Spawn, Al Simmons?
Oh,
I have no idea what Al Simmons.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Just black for black? Is that what you're going with?
No, they talk about in the first issue about how him and his wife met at, like, the Republican National Convention or something like that. You don't remember this?
No.
I
blocked that most.
That's been, like, 20 years ago.
I know. But I'm just talking
about... It's all fresh for you, man.
For us old men.
For us old men.
Man, do you remember that episode of Andy Griffith?
You remember
when Barney bought that car from the old lady and she put sawdust in the carburetor?
Did you see it was originally on?
That actually was an episode. We bought a car from the old lady and she put sawdust in the carburetor and make it run.
Bill Bixby was in an episode too.
Who?
Bill Bixby, Incredible Hulk.
Do you watch Fringe?
No. I had the first season, I never watched it.
It's good. The first season's really good. I've watched like 3 episodes.
There was a thing on Twitter from the show Fringe, not on Twitter, on Facebook, from the show Fringe saying special guest stars in this episode, James Garner and Clint Eastwood. Holy shit, it was somebody watching an old episode of Maverick. Clint Eastwood was the villain of the weekend.
That's funny.
He looked like he was 18 years old.
Probably was.
Yeah.
Very, very young Clint Eastwood.
So I think we've covered. I think we're doing good. I think we should wrap it up. So.
Like you kids tonight, before you go with your lady friends, wrap it up.
You're doing it wrong. If you're wrapping something around it, that's not very effective.
Well, I want to say I had a lot of fun with this episode. I think it was a good episode, and I think a lot of
this was a weird episode.
This is a very bizarre episode.
It'll be interesting to see if
who hates us after
people
this.
Listen.
See if we don't get any more hate from
some more Hindu comments about how they can't.
Yeah. I was more referring to that person who sent hate towards us after a derby. That we got straight hate, like that one guy who commented said, "Hey, ass clowns," or whatever he said.
That's why Bruce erased him on the comment section. I'm joking.
It was a technical glitch.
I know. What I'm actually, I think well, let's watch our likes on Facebook. See if they drop down to 20.
If they drop down to 25, something spectacular will happen again.
I don't want them to drop down.
What happens when they drop down to 25?
What happened when they hit 75?
The number that's not obtainable.
It is obtainable. We've obtained it weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah, actually.
Me and Justin can't agree on
it. It was the 76th one. The 75th one.
Me and Justin can't agree on what to do.
I'll draw a picture. Yeah, that's awful. That's the worst idea I've ever heard. I'll trace. I'll ink your. What?
Continue shirts. It's like.
It's fake.
Okay, so wrapping it up. Let's wrap it up. BrusoHughes.com, probably where you're listening to this because the iTunes thing still
doesn't work. I'm on Facebook. This is Justin Watson.
Facebook.com/.
Justin, there's Tim Risen Facebook. That's the one I really want you to go to.
Tim Risen, that's what I was thinking.
The break-ins is on Facebook. Break-ins are on Twitter.
Break-ins are on Twitter.
Mike has like an AOL.
No, I got what is it? IRC or whatever it is. That's what I'm rocking.
If you would like to instant message Mike, MJDog23.
Here's my cell phone number. Just call me.
It's 673.
It's a house phone number that's still attached to a cord. If you people know what that is,
I have a landline.
Yeah, but mine's got the
rotary.
Pulse.
I got one of those out in my trunk.
Is it a chatter toy thing? Anyway,
no, it's
I have one of those in my
car. All right, guys.
But anyway, if you want to leave any comments for me, I'd rather be on the Break-Ins page or Tim Rising in the Chronologies page.
So yeah. Next episode, we talk about Rotary Phone.
Yeah, we're on the back.